And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013. It was on this day in 1903 that the Ford Motor Company sold its first car, a two-cylinder Model A. It was sold to a Chicago dentist named Ernest Fenning, who paid $850 for it. The Model A was painted red with a seat that fit two people and no roof. It reached 28 miles per hour at top speed. The Ford Motor Company had just organized a month earlier. There were only 12 stockholders, including Henry Ford himself, who was also the vice president and chief engineer. Ford had $28,000 in investment funds, but by the time the first Model A was sold, the company had just $224 left in the bank. Fewer than 2,000 Model A's sold during the 2 years it was manufactured, but it was enough to make the Ford Motor Company profitable. In 1908, 5 years after selling the first Model A, Ford rolled out its Model T, and the company truly took off. The Model T was the first car produced on assembly lines, and Ford marketed it to the middle class. It's the birthday of Raymond Chandler, born in Chicago, 1888. His parents were Irish, and after his father left the family, his mother moved them back to Ireland, and he grew up there and in England. Later, he moved back to America and settled in California. He wrote pulp fiction about the city of Los Angeles and a detective there named Philip Marlowe. Chandler's first novel was The Big Sleep, which sold well and was made into a movie with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. William Faulkner co-wrote the screenplay. Chandler wrote seven more novels featuring Philip Marlowe, who became the quintessential hard-boiled private eye, tough and street smart and full of wisecracks. In Farewell, My Lovely, Marlowe says, "I needed a drink. I needed a lot of life insurance. I needed a vacation. I needed a home in the country. What I had was a coat, a hat, and a gun." Chandler was never good at coming up with plots. He had to study and steal from other mystery writers like Dashiell Hammett, but he knew how to create atmosphere. One of his early stories, Red Wind, begins, "There was a desert wind blowing that night. It was one of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come up down through the mountain passes and curl your hair and make your nerves jump and your skin itch. On nights like that, meek little wives feel the edge of the carving knife and study their husbands' necks. Anything can happen." Chandler is also famous for his metaphors. In one novel he wrote, "She smelled the way the Taj Mahal looked by moonlight." And in another he wrote, "She gave me a smile I could feel in my hip pocket." And here's a poem by Rosanna Warren entitled Mediterranean. "When she disappeared on the path ahead of me, I leaned against a twisted oak. All I saw was evening light where she had been, gold dust light, where a moment before and 38 years before that, my substantial mother strode before me in straw hat, bathing suit, and loose flapping shirt. Every summer afternoon, her knapsack light across her back, her step in sandals firm on the stony path as we returned from the beach. And I mulled small rebellions and observed the dwarfish cork trees with their pocky bark, the wind-wrestled oaks with arms akimbo, while shafts of sea light stabbed down between the trunks. There was something I wanted to say at the age of 12, some question she hadn't answered. And yesterday, so clearly seeing her pace before me, it rose again to the tip of my tongue, and the mystery was not that she walked there 10 years after her death, but that she vanished and let twilight take her place." Mediterranean by Rosanna Warren from her collection Ghost in a Red Hat, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.